Starting Siman Tov Mem Dalet, Din Erev Pesach Shchalios V'Shabbos. The Mechaber says, Yadal Shchalios V'Shabbos, if the 14th of Pesach of Nisan falls out on a Shabbos, so you can't do B'dikas Chametz on the night of the 14th, because you can't do B'dikas Chametz on a Shabbos. We'll explain that momentarily. Bokin Lel Yad Gimel Mavar Makol Ifnei HaShabbos. So you do the B'dika on the night of the 13th, on Thursday night, and then you burn all the Chametz on Friday. Misharim Mazon Shei Sudos Tzorech HaShabbos. You leave over enough Chametz to have two meals of Seudas Shabbos on Erev Pesach. The Seuda Shlish is Man Achar Mincha. You only leave over two meals, one for Friday night, one for Shabbos day, because Shalosh Shudas, the time for Shalosh Shudas is after Mincha, V'azen Yachol La'asosa, Lo B'matzah, V'lo B'chametz, Lo B'matzah Shira. And once you've hit after Mincha, time for Shalosh Shudas, so you can't use Chametz anymore, because you can't eat Chametz Erev Pesach after Mincha time. You also can't use Matzah, because you're not allowed to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach, so that you'll enjoy it and the night of Pesach. So therefore, we would use, says the Mechaber, we would use Matzah Ashira. Yisarech Lasos HaKodem Sha'asiris, you need to do Shalosh Shudas before the 10th hour. So again, the process is, you do B'dikas Chametz Thursday night. Friday, you burn all your Chametz, except for enough for the Friday night meal and the Shabbos day meal. And then for Shalosh Shudas, you do it after Mincha time, but after Mincha Gedola, but before the 10th hour, and you use Matzah Ashira, according to the Mechaber, for that. When you do the B'dikas Chametz Thursday night, you make a bracha on it, and you do the Bittul, just like you would every other year on the night of the 14th. Why can't you do the B'dika on Friday night? Why can't you do the B'dika on Shabbos? So the Beis Yosef says, because you're not allowed to carry the candle. And even though Aseh Docha Lo Saseh, so you would think that you should be able to perform the mitzvah B'dikas Chametz to be Docha, the carrying of the candle, which would be a muksa, the tiltal on the Eretzav Neshoam, says that since you're able to do the B'dika on the night of the 13th, we won't say that the mitzvah B'dikas Chametz will be Docha, the carrying of the candle. And furthermore, in order to do the B'dika, you have to carry the candle even before doing the B'dika. So then you don't really say Asadocha Losaseh in that case, because then you're violating the Losaseh of carrying the candle even before you're fulfilling the mitzvah of B'dika Schametz, once you start carrying the candle. So that's why you can't do B'dika Schametz on Friday night. You can't do it Friday either, because you can't do B'dika Schametz during the day. So that's why we do it Thursday night instead. The Mishnah Berurah also says that the minhag is to wake up early, to daven early, because you have a lot to do that day on Shabbos, to eat the meal early, so that you could eat the Shabbos Seuda early enough, that you'll then be able to eat the Shalosh Shudas after Mincha Gedola, but before the 10th hour. So in order that no mistakes happen with the Chametz, we say that you should daven early and finish davening early. The reason that you need to do Shalosh Shudas before the 10th hour is because after the 10th hour, you're not allowed to eat any real food, meals. You're not allowed to have a meal, so that you'll be able to be hungry when it's time to eat the matzah. The Chazon Ish said that when it comes to leaving over chametz, you only need to leave over one roll for the meal. But for Lechem Mishnah, you would not need to use chametz. You can use matzah for Lechem Mishnah, even though you won't be eating it. But the Stipler says that when you do this, you should make sure to wrap it up in a plastic or something so that the chametz doesn't touch the matzah. Even though one might think, well, how can I combine the matzah for Lechem Mishnah if I can't really eat the matzah? How could something which isn't edible be used for Lechem Mishnah? Rav Nissen Karelitz says that even though you're not allowed to eat it, still there's still enough of a chashivas to the seuda by having the matzah in front of you, and therefore it still works. What happens if you don't have chametz and you don't have matzah ashira? You don't have, all you have is matzah for the second meal. You forgot to leave over chametz. So for your Shabbos day seuda, what are you supposed to do? The Chassam Sofer says that you should use the matzah for the meal, because the mitzvah of seuda Shabbos is doraisa, and that's doche, the iser durabanan, of not eating matzah on Erev Pesach. So if you're really stuck, you would be able to eat matzah on Erev Pesach to fulfill the mitzvah of the day seuda of Shabbos. And in order to make sure that we get everything done, Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld was quoted as saying that not only do you daven Shachris early, but we daven Mincha right at the half hour after Chatzos, the appropriate time for Mincha Gedola. Everyone should daven Mincha then. There shouldn't be any late Minchas, to ensure that everyone davens Mincha and then goes right home and has Shalosh Shudas before the end of, before the 10th hour, to make sure that everyone is acting appropriately on Erev Pesach Shchal Yosef Shabbos. We'll discuss it more as we go on.